Hi, this is Dr. Stephanie Wigner, your podcast host. I'm a speaker, a chiropractor, a business coach, and a multiple seven-figure entrepreneur. I'm committed to helping wellness practitioners just like you build the business and the life of their dreams. Together, we'll dive into increasing profit, hiring the right team, and buying back your time so that your life can begin to prosper. Learn how I'm increasing my wealth and building a legacy without sacrificing those that I'm building it for. This is the Wealthy Practitioner Podcast. Hello, you beautiful people. Thank you for joining me for another episode of the Wealthy Practitioner Podcast. I'm going to chat with you guys today. I feel like I have lived five lives since the last time I recorded a solo episode. I'm not going to lie. If you didn't check out our bonus episode that we released right before our Dallas pop-up, listen to it. Kyle and I were chatting and he was like, man, that's like my favorite episode you've ever done. I'm like, probably because it was only like 5 minutes. He's like, no, I just listened to it when I need a little kick in the ass. I'm like, oh, great, babe. I'm glad I could help you. But it's something I'm going to come back to and listen to and just get myself hyped up over, because I think sometimes we're like, yes, my life is hard. It's only hard for me. I'm going through all this stuff and nobody else is. And I think it's just a perfect reframe if you're feeling like that. So go check that out. Today, I want to first I have a few announcements for you, because if I do not do these announcements first, I absolutely know I will forget about them once I start chatting about the pop-up. So our first announcement is, are you guys ready? Like, I'm so pumped. We are releasing tickets to our Profit and Purpose event. We are hosting it in Nashville, Tennessee, May 2nd and 3rd. If you've never been to a Wealthy Practitioner event before, I can't think of anything better than making this your first one. If you know anything about Stephanie Wigner, I love aesthetically appealing hotels. So we've got a really cute hotel in Nashville that we're hosting it at called the Noel. We're going to keep it intimate to about 100 guests. So it's not going to be quite as big as Cairo WealthCon. It'll be more similar to the size that Scale Up was if you attended that last year. And anybody, honestly, that has came to the events that I host will tell you that they are transformative. You will leave a different person. You will be thinking new things. You will have new goals, new visions, new dreams, like all of it. We get together, we get super intentional with the time that we have. And naturally, of course, I have a couple guests up my sleeve. So if you attended Scale Up, you heard Taylor Welch speak. He is one of my longtime mentors. He is going to come and pour into my crew and probably stick around for a little client dinner that we'll have as well. But he's awesome. He just is so high level in the way that he teaches and speaks that he really gets you to go to the core of what's holding you back. I remember at Scale Up in 2024, we had several people in the audience crying when he was speaking, just because he was able to unlock things in them that they had buried for a long time. So I love hearing him speak. Every time I hear him speak, I feel like I'm transformed and I have a new way of thinking. And honestly, the higher level you get, the more money you make, you don't really need new strategy. You need a new way of thinking. And that's why I've worked with Taylor for 3 years, because it doesn't matter what level I get to, he forces me to think bigger, to think about the next level, to think about things in a deeper way. And so I love him for that. And I'm excited for him to come in and pour into you guys. And then our other guest speaker is Cody Jefferson. So if you did the challenge with us at the beginning of 2024 in January, when we did our 30-day health and wealth business bootcamp challenge, he was a guest speaker and he came in and talked about vision and purpose. And people absolutely lost their minds. They thought he was one of the best speakers they've ever heard. And so I'm super pumped to be able to bring him to Nashville too, to pour into you guys. He's built multiple seven-figure brands. He's owner in several companies. And so he just has a wealth of knowledge when it comes to building businesses. And really the rest of the weekend is going to be me and my team guiding you and diving into the six pillars that we teach about at the Wealthy Practitioner. So marketing, team, mindset, finances, identity, and brand. If you can nail all those, you will scale way past seven figures in any industry. So the things we're going to be talking about is not going to be like OVA, PVA, CVA. We're going to talk about building your wealth blueprint. What does that look like for you? We're going to talk about building a brand that can transform people in person and online. And so it's going to be so much fun. You definitely should join us. We're releasing early bird tickets for a period of time before we increase the price. So join, buy your ticket, get in the room with us. Even if you've never been to anything and you're like, I don't know who's going to be there. I don't know who I'm going to talk to. It doesn't matter. Like, go on my my social media, look at the people who literally say the last time they were at a workshop with us in Nashville, their life was completely transformed and they're completely different people. A lot of them that came to that workshop didn't know a single soul in the room. That's actually when you're probably going to transform the most, because you're not worried about people you know judging you. So get your ass there, come meet us, tap into the amazing, powerful community we have, and I don't think you're going to regret it. So my next announcement is, I'm just going to keep it sweet and simple. We are introducing this year a high-level intimate coaching group called Expanders. And so that is something I've been really dreaming up and envisioning for the last 9 to 12 months. And when I went to Spain in September with my family for 2 weeks, I really had the download that like 2025 was the year I was supposed to release this high-level container. And Expanders is really, really meant to just expand your life beyond your wildest dreams. So it's about getting in the room. It's about having these higher level conversations. And so we do have income qualifiers for it. You have to be at least making 500K annual revenue in your business to even be considered. We have an application process because we want to make sure we have high quality, good humans inside of that, as well as people who are doing really cool things in their life so that they can pour into and help other people inside of that container. And I'm trying to think of how to tell you guys about it. I just simply need to let you know my life is crazier than you actually see it on social media. I have a lot of abundance swirling me. I have the coolest people I'm connected to. And it's not by chance that I have this. It's not by chance that we are building like massive amounts of wealth. It's not by chance that we are able to take any vacation that we want to, that we are able to do the things we're able to do. It's because we've put ourselves in similar rooms like this and we've expanded what's possible. We are playing at another level that most people will never play at in their life. And I just am excited to share that with those of the people who are like, that resonates for me. I want to play bigger. I want to do bigger things, because it's really not for everyone. And that's cool. That's why we're keeping it small. So if you're interested in that, just DM me Expanders on Instagram and I'll send you over the application. Okay, so let's talk about this pop-up. If you're on social media or you're on our email list, you already know a few of the obstacles that we had to overcome to make it happen. It was intense that week. So let me paint a picture for you. On Monday, I had to let go of my media manager. On Tuesday, I had several one-to-one meetings with my team members at Circle of Life. And on Wednesday, I hosted a masterclass that 400 people had registered for. On Thursday, I flew out to Dallas at 6 a.m. We moved up our flight so that we could make it. And then on Friday, I taught for 12 hours. On Saturday, I taught for 12 hours. And then on Sunday, I flew to Naples to meet my family. So that week was emotionally draining. It was physically draining. It was expansive in the best ways. I also made significant income that first week of January, literally exceeded any weekly income I've done in the past. And it was simultaneously one of the hardest weeks of my life, emotionally. So when I landed in Dallas, they lost my bag. So my suitcase had, I don't even know if I want to tell you guys, but I'm going to tell you because, you know, I always do. I had over $12,000 of jewelry inside of it. It had all my clothes, my makeup, my contacts, my glasses, you know, everything that girls travel with. And they lost it. And they lost it for like 2.5 days. And so we land in Dallas. It's snowpocalypse. Like the whole freaking state is shutting down because Texas isn't used to snow. And I'm like, holy shit, I have no clothes. I have nothing to wear. I'm supposed to teach. Like I'm going to be on camera. So Brandy calls Nordstrom Rack. That's like 5 minutes from the hotel and is like, hey, can you just stay open till we get there? Or actually she asked, how late are you guys open? And they're like, we're closing because of the snow. And she's like, can you please just stay open until we get there? Because our bag was lost. We have nothing. Like we need to buy a lot of shit. So we went to Nordstrom Rack. They stayed open for an additional 30 minutes from us. I bought 2 pairs of shoes, 2 pairs of pants, 2 shirts. And I remembered an eyebrow pencil, because if you've known anything about your girl, like she does not go anywhere without her eyebrows on. I'm like, I can figure out the makeup situation. I could borrow some mascara, some bronzer, like whatever. I just need eyebrows. Okay. And so we hop in the car. It's still pouring snow and we drive over to the hotel and I'm like, okay, at least we made it, right? And I just realized the whole purpose of it. So that night, me and a few clients, we go to this cute little bar. Well, I guess it's like a steakhouse, Perry's Steakhouse, and we're having cocktails and steak and we're chatting and I'm chatting with one of my clients and I'm like, I just need to figure out what the meaning of this is. And he's like, well, the meaning is like whoever's supposed to make it, because that's the other thing, like half of our clients' flights were getting canceled, rebooked. Some people's flights were canceled like 4 times and they kept trying to figure it out. and pivot. And I was like, yeah, no, I get it. Like, I definitely believe that everybody who's supposed to be here this weekend will make it, and everybody who can't will tune in live that was supposed to be here. But I was like, that's not the whole lesson. And so the next morning when I'm in the shower, I'm like, oh my God, this is it. Like, this is the fucking lesson that I'm supposed to learn in 2025 if I really want to go to the places that I say that I want to go to. And the beautiful thing about God and the universe and my environment, they are giving me an opportunity to learn this whole lesson inside of 1 week. If I really want to go to the next level, if I really want to quantum leap again, they're delivering it to me on a silver platter, being like, here you go. Can you overcome this or not? And what I realized is that I needed to let my ego die once and for all and let it go. So what does ego look like? Ego is control. Ego is the fact that I couldn't control that I didn't have any clothes. And what's going through my head is that I am like, oh my God, I'm not going to have any clothes to wear. I'm not going to have the clothes that I normally would like to wear. I'm not going to be able to do my hair and makeup like I normally would be able to do. What are my clients going to think? I'm going to be on camera. What's the content going to look like? All of these things that like nobody really gives a shit about was playing through my head. Meanwhile, my clients are just like happy and impressed that I showed up, that I figured out a way to make it happen regardless, right? They're just happy that I didn't shut the whole thing down. And I was like, okay, so control. What else is ego? Fear. So I'm not going to give you the full tea because it's the podcast. I need to do it behind a paywall if you want the full tea. But I, in my one-to-one meetings with my team, like they let me know some shit's fucked up at the office. Like we need to improve culture. We need to improve systems. And my ego does a couple things. My ego says, I don't really give a shit. Like, do you see everything I'm managing? Like, I don't want to fix it. You guys fix it, right? And my ego also says like, oh my gosh, what if I go in there into my office and I start changing all these things and people quit, or I have to let go of people because they're not rising up to the standards that I'm setting forth for the new year in 2025, all of that fear starts coming up. And I realized, okay, you know what? I've achieved a lot of amazing things in my office. And maybe you have felt this way before too, where you're kind of at this high level, you're scared to make changes because you're like, what I got going is a good thing. But you also know, even though it's good enough, it's not great. And that's kind of at the point I am. I'm like, it's good enough. That thing is a self-operating, well-oiled machine. Could I make it better? Absolutely. And my ego has prevented me up until this point to really want to get in there and dive into it. And so I said, you know what? Cool. It's 2025. Perfect opportunity to rework our systems, rework our policies. I am like rewriting every single policy in our office manual as we speak. Like the whole new patient experience is going to be different. How we dictate which doctors see which patients is going to be different. Like everything is going to be different because I need to raise the standard and I need my team to either rise up to that standard or not. And so that's uncomfortable. That's not fun. My ego's telling me not to do it because my ego wants it to be easy. But my highest self knows that that is what is required if I want to go to the next level. The other thing that your ego loves is comparison. And so this could show up for you like, why are they so far ahead of me? Why them, not me? Why am I not hitting all these goals when I see other people hitting goals? And this is also your ego. Like, it doesn't matter. You are playing one-on-one. It is you versus you. It does not matter what anybody else is doing. And so I had this experience that first week where I'm like losing clothes. I'm having hard conversations with team. I'm trying to overcome all these obstacles. I had to let go of an employee. So by the way, the reason you guys need to know this, the reason that freaking jewelry was in my checked bag instead of my carry-on is because I didn't have my regular carry-on. Why? Because I let go of a team member on a Monday before an event where I needed video and photographer. And so what did I do? I carried the media bag, which is a huge backpack full of all of our cameras, speakers, mics, everything. And so I didn't have my normal carry-on. So that's why I made that silly mistake. I would never check that jewelry into a checked bag, but I wasn't thinking straight, right? And so back to the point is like my ego was just like trying to think of all of these things and keep me safe and stuck. And it's like, actually, how about I get back to what I know the opposite of ego is? It's authenticity, it's humility, it's vulnerability, it's selflessness. That's how I like to operate on a regular basis. I show up so authentic. Like the shit that I tell you guys on this podcast where I don't even know who listens to it is crazy. Like, I share a lot with you guys, and that's just how I've always been. I've always been super vulnerable, super authentic, and like here to serve a bigger purpose. Like, if I can help you by sharing my screw ups with you, then by all means, I'm happy to do that. And the other thing is like humility. Like, yeah, I don't have it all figured out. You know, there was a part of my ego that was like, what if your clients know that there's a tiny little thing wrong with your office? And it's like, of course there is. I'm not perfect. I'm constantly evolving. My team's evolving. And also the team that I've had at the office has been with me for, you know, 5 to 7 years. And the thing is, I'm not the same kind of leader I was 5 to 7 years ago. I've changed a lot. And so naturally my office is going to change a lot as that happens. And the other thing is like being vulnerable. Like, I shared a lot at the pop-up, you know, even more things that we're going through. And it's just crazy that like the ego doesn't really matter when you're vulnerable and people can see your heart. And I think if you want to be successful in 2025, you can embody these same lessons. Like, where is your ego dictating every single decision you're making? Where is your ego trying to keep you stuck? Where is your ego trying to convince you you're more important than you are? I mean, I'm sorry to say it, but like, me not wanting to fix my office is me convincing myself that I don't have time to and that I'm super uber important. Now, do I think I make a big impact in the world? Absolutely. And I'm excited for that to continue to grow. Do I think that I am too important to get in there and actually fix the shit that needs fixing? Absolutely not. I was just using the excuse of like, I don't have time. I'm building this other thing. I have a kid. I want to have another baby. And it's like, I'm only going to have as much time in my day as I think I have or as I allow. And that's really something I'm trying to get my clients to see. Like, time is made up, just like money is made up. And the minute you can embody that concept, the minute that you're able to accomplish way more in a shorter period of time. I've seen it happen over and over in my life. But the thing about ego, it tries to pull up these old stories that you had in the past. So things like scarcity or fear, like a lot of that is fear keeping you stuck. And maybe you've overcame it. But the thing is, when shit gets tough and things aren't going your way, all of those old stories like to come back up and bite you in the butt. And so that's what I was encountering. Like, oh, I can't make a change. Like, what if I make somebody mad? And it's like, what's best for me in this moment? What's best for my patients? What's best for my clients? What's best for my team? That's how I have to show up, whether I want to or not. If I don't want to, then I shouldn't be running this empire. I shouldn't be running these clinics. I shouldn't be running this coaching company, because if I'm not going to rise to my own standards in the middle of it, when it's tough, when it's hard, then who am I to get on here and try and teach you to? And that's the realization I had. Like, you're not too important. You're not too busy. You haven't achieved everything yet. Like, stop letting your ego run the show and just get back to the basics, dive into, fix, even if it's 5, 10%, fix what you know you need to. And I know that that whole week that was like, really, I probably cried more tears that week than I'd like to admit. That week was a gift. That week was exactly what allowed me to see the bigger picture. That week is, I told you guys, this will be the most money in January that any of our businesses have ever made collectively as a whole, by far. And so on the opposite of all of that stuff, all of the stuff that felt like obstacles, we are having massive expansion, right? We are able to, at the pop-up, because of all of that, we were able to live stream for our clients the first time. And I was like so stoked about that. It was so cool for people to be in their homes and get to tune in and have really high quality content and video. I'm proud of that. I didn't know I was going to do that 2 years ago when I started this coaching company. And so I am giving an opportunity through the obstacles to rise. And that's what I'm choosing to do. And that's what I hope you choose to do. I'll see you next week. Hey there, do you struggle with using multiple softwares to run your office? Well, I have the perfect solution for you. Genesis Chiropractic Software by Clinic Mind. This all-in-one system and billing service is cloud-based and designed by chiropractors for chiropractors. Its automated workflows streamline every aspect of your practice, from efficient billing processes that increase your collections to easy-to-use dashboards and retention tools that will keep your patients compliant with your care recommendations. We all know it's not just about getting more new patients, but also keeping the ones you do have happy. If you're interested in improving your office with a proven platform that works and want things to stop falling through the cracks, check them out at genesischiropracticsoftware.com. Thank you so much for tuning in to another episode of the Wealthy Practitioner Podcast. If you liked what I shared with you today, please rate the show and share it with your friends on social media. To connect with other practitioners just like you, join our exclusive Facebook group, The Wealthy Wellness Practitioner, where we continue the conversation about building profitable businesses. See you next week.